I'd like to go back to Rashi. There are, as I said, a number of points in Rashi, but just to touch on one or two. Rashi said that Kedusha Shtar does not need an Amira. Rashi said that if you give Kedusha with a Shtar, and the Shtar is to tie up a Kedushas leave, so it's not necessary to do any Amira at all. What's the reason for that? The Sara, her Pashat. It's Pashit. Why don't you need Amira by Kedusha Shtar? Because it says in the Shtar. It says in the Shtar, Hari Abu Kadeshus leaves. So what do you need an Amira for? There's no need for an Amira if it says it in the Shtar. That's what it says in the Sefer HaMakna. That's the Svara of Rashi. That you don't need an Amira because it says in the Shtar, Hari Abu. So that's been Kaim Amira. Which means that it's not a din that you have to say something. It seems that from the way we're learning, you don't have to say anything. You just have to let the person know what you need. So if you don't speak, if it's written on a piece of paper, that's also good. According to this explanation of the Hamakna, that the reason Shtar doesn't need Amira is because it says it in the Shtar. M'chayra hu adin. Let's say you do kesef. If you do kedusha kesef, and on the kesef would be engraved Hari Amu Kadeshusli, you give her a ring, and the ring it's engraved Hari Amu Kadeshusli, that would also be good. It would be kesef. I want to cash you with the ring. I'm not doing l'shem shtar. I'm doing l'shem kesef. I want to do it kedusha kesef.
Wouldn't that be kol shtar though?
You're right. It probably technically would be a shtar anyway. But that's not the point. The point is that it's enough. So I'll say it differently. Let's say you give the woman a ring and you have a sign, a big sign, Hari Amu Kadeshusli. You whip it out on the foot and you hold up a sign, Hari Amu Kadeshusli. So according to the Hamakna's explanation of Rashi, that would also be good. You don't need to say, there's no din that you have to talk. It's a din that you have to let your intentions be known. You could do that by saying it, you could do it by writing it. It's a very black svara. This is what it says in the Sefer HaMakna. Now, by Bia, Rashi said that you have to say Hari Amu Kadeshusli, Kachili. And I mentioned to you yesterday, Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, that by Bia, was Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, by Bia, what do you need leaf for? Kivegar asks, what do I need leaf? Of course it's huge. There's no bycast if it's possible to do with a shliach. So you have to say, Hari Amu Kadeshus leaf. Because it's possible that you need Kedushin for someone else. But by Bia, which is Efshar with a shliach. So why do you have to say leaf? It should be good enough to say Hiskachi, Hari Amu Kadeshus. Kivegar blives Shver. Is the aside that Rav Baruch Ber brings in the first piece of Berachas Shmuel in the name of Rav Chaim. And the aside that he says is that Amira and Kedushin is not only to let your das be known. The way we've learned Poshit and the way probably the Hamakna learned, that the reason for Amira is just that people should know what you mean. Rav Baruch Ber learns that Amira is a part of Dinei Kedushin. It's a din in Hilchis Kedushin that you need an Amira. That you have to say Hari Amu Kadeshusli. That requirement is part of the Guf HaKedushin. You want to know, how do you get married? How do you get married? You give a ring and you say. The saying is part of the Kinyan. It's part of the way a person gets married. It's not just to let people know what you're thinking. No. It's part of the requirement of Kedushin is that a person have an Amira. That a person express his intention. It's got to be expressed. It's part of Dinei Kedushin. It's more than just to be the Bali Yadas. So basically, the Hamakna learns that the Amira is just to be megala your intention. That's all you need it for. Rabbi Baruch Ber is saying no. The Amira is a din in Hilchas Kedushin. It's part of Hilchas Kedushin that you need an Amira. There's a Gemara later that says that Asukim Ba'isay Inyin is enough. The Gemara, we're going to have later in the Parak, says that if a man and a woman were Asukim Ba'isay Inyin, they were talking about getting married. And then he gave her a ring without saying anything. Without saying anything. Went under a chuppah, and he gave her a ring. The Gemara says that's good, even without an Amira. Zohar Baruch Ber, there are two ways you can be Mekadosh. Either an Amira, or a Sukkah by Sanyan, which is also a way of accomplishing what Amira accomplishes. But you need one or the other. You need either Amira or a Sukkah by Sanyan, one or the other. The main raya of Rav Baruch Ber, he has a few rayas which we will discuss, this Rav Baruch Ber will come up again. His main raya, as far as his main raya is, that we're going to learn later that Nosan Hu, Va'omrahi, is not a good kedushin. If he's giving the ring, and she says, before he gives it, she says, I'm accepting the ring for kedushin. Then he gives it. The Gemara says it's no good. Nasan Hu Va'amrahi is no good. Why is it no good? Why should Nasan Hu Va'amrahi be that be good? You see his intention. The whole purpose is to know his intention.
Let me see.
What? So say no. Shadi Yana Gemara is that maybe she's saying Kedushin and he doesn't care what she's saying. He's just giving anyway. So maybe it's no liar. It's called a kasha. And Baruch Ber is proving it because Nosan Hu Va'amrahi is no good. And we know his intention. So he's asking, maybe not. Maybe we don't know his intention. Just because she said, who says that that's what counts? But it's not so, Baruch Ber says, because we're going to have later that by an Adam Choshev, Omar Hu, the Nosan Hi works. If he says, I'm going to be married to you with what you give me, with the fact that I'm accepting Kedushin from you, by an Adam Choshev, the person who receives is actually giving. Because it's an honor to be able to give a gift to the king, or to give a gift to a chashuv of a person. So the Gemara says later that by an Adam Chashuv, she gives him a gift and he accepts it, that's also a Kedusha. Because he's giving her, by accepting it, he's giving her. And then the Gemara says that Nosan he, Va'amar Hu, works. That means he's saying, and when she gives, we assume her intention is the same Kedusha. We see from there that if one person talks and the other person does, we assume the doing is based on the talking, even though they're two different people. See, if so, he says the reverse should be true also. Because maybe you want to be mechalik between the two. Maybe a woman is more, and a man is less. Okay, maybe. Rav Baruch Ber holds that this is a raya. He has a few other rayas, just because of the. Okay, we're going to come back to it. We'll get to his other rayas in Yitzhak Hashem. But this is his nekuda. His nekuda is that the amira or a sukkah besinyan, whatever it is, that makes the kedushin. That's a part of the kedushin.
He's saying it.
Yeah, but nevertheless, we assume that she means to do what he said. But he says that she gives. But you see, that's what Baruch Ber is saying. You need an amira to be, it's a din you need an amira, not just to be megala dance.
Right. So if
So then it's good, you're right. We just try to prove it by saying that by Nasim, because we see by Nasim who, Ba'omrahi, it doesn't work. That's Rabarfa's proof. If it would just be to be Megaladas, then it should work. And if it's it's more than that, it's more than to be Megaladas, it's to, because you need a Din Amira, it's part of the Dine Kedushin, the formula of Kedushin is Amira. So this is Rav Baruch Ber's big hatafa. There's one big nafganina in this Rav Baruch Ber. It happened once in one of the Sadim in Yeshiva, Rav Palmer's going to say the Kedushin. After the chuppah and after the chasakal was written already, the Adim told Rav Palm that they didn't hear the Hariyat Mekudeshes. They told Rav Palm they didn't hear the Hariyat. So the question was whether the Kedushin is a good Kedushin or not. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is because his intention, we know. And they sent out invitations. And he sat by the fussing table. It was a Kabbal Kinyan on a Ksuba. And she was wearing a white gown. And he walked down with his parents on his two sides with candles. And obviously he knew what he was getting into. And the Adam knew that he knew. Like a Sukkah by Zinyan. Clearly he meant Kedusha when he gives her a ring. But Mamaisa, he didn't. He said an Amira, and they didn't hear the Amira. The Pashtus, it should be good, even if they don't hear the Hariyat. Because if you want to know his Das, if the Amira is to know his Das, then if the Amira is to know his Das, then you know his Das. He's coming to the wedding, you know what he means. I know this once happened to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe did not make them repeat the Kedushin. He said, even if he didn't hear it, it's good, because we know what his intention. Rav Palm made them do the Kedushin over because of this Rav Baruch Ber. Because Rav Baruch Ber is saying that when you're Makadish with Amira, it's not just the Gilui Das, that's a chelik of the Maisa Kedushin. It's part of the formula, so to speak, of the Maisa Kedushin. So when you're Makadish with Harayat, they didn't have to hear the Harayat. That is the Kedushin. That's a part of the Kedushin. And if the Eidim don't hear the Harayat, then it's nice and missing in the Maisa Kedushin. After people. And therefore, so it should be good even according to Rav Baruch Ber, because the Maisa, they were also Asukah Baisa. So Rav Baruch Ber says, he says it's a fairish. If a chasn under a chuppah doesn't say anything, keeps his mouth shut. He gives her the ring. Baruch Ber says a good Kiddush. He's Mekadish over that Sukkah by Zig. But if he's Mekadish by saying Harayat, that means he's doing the Kiddush with the Harayat. This Kiddush is a Kiddush with Amira. If you're doing a Kiddush with Amira, then the Amira has to be a complete Amira. If you're doing the Kiddush with Amira, it has to be a complete Amira, and they didn't have to see the Amira. He meant to do an Amira, he didn't mean to do a Sukkah by Sinyan. He meant to do a Kedushin with Amira. So, the Baruch Ber says, if you do a Kedushin with Amira, they don't have to see the Kedushin with Amira. And the Amira can't be missing anything. They even have an Umdina that he said it. The Pashtus is that they would have to know that he said it. We can argue about whether Umdini said it is good or not. Maybe so. But the Pashtus is, and the Baruch Ber seems to hold that way, is that if he's doing Amira, they don't have to hear the Amira. It's not just the Gilui Das, it's a chelik of the Kedushin. This is
Rav Baruch Ber.
Huh?
He has
to know what it means. But he's basically, that is for sure. Remember, Rav Palm told me that it's a Rav Ber is one thing, but it's not just a Rav Ber, it's also a Rav Chaim. It's by the Chayshish of the Halacha. So, see this Chayshish, yeah. Not necessarily. That's an example, but that's not exclusive. We'll see. It's a shame. We'll get that at the basis. Rav Chazan, when I learned by him Kiddushin, he answered Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha using this Rav Aruch there. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked that by Bia, why do you have to say Li? It's obvious you mean Li, because you can't do it any other way. Rav Aruch there is saying that if you do Kiddushin with Amira, you have to do it with Amira. If you want to do it with a Sukkah by Seinyan, Umdin is, you can do it in Umdin. But if you're doing it with Amira, it has to be a full Amira. And since Li is part of the Amira, part of Kedushin is that you're married to me. So an Umdin is not good enough. And the Kivager apparently learned that the Amira is just a Gili Das. So it's true, by Bia, you don't need Li. The Amira is just a Gili Das, you don't need Li. But if you learn, like Rebar there, that the Amira is a chelik of the Maisa Kedushin, then it has to be a complete Amira. You have to say, Ariyaka Kedushin Li, Eskachi Li, you have to say the entire Lush, the entire. So the Rashi would be good if you go with the Mahalach of Rebar there. Well, you never, if it's Sukkim by Sin, you would always work. You have to say something because maybe the Makam Shem's Lush. You have to say something, but it could be such people that there will be an umdina. He doesn't mean so. In general, yet you have to have this. According to Rashi, why is Ksiva good enough? I think that Ksiva is itself good kedibur. You could say it's like a sukkah by seinyan, but the stomach means more. It means that the ksiva, or the getting over of the written thing, is itself an amira. Or you can call it a sukkah by seinyan. You can go either way.
In which regard of Amir is part of the whole thing, why should you make an amira that every time you
come up with? Amir is such an important part. You shouldn't
have one
standard
amira
that should be in with the
issue.
Say what? What should you say? You're asking that maybe the Amira shouldn't need a leaf. The Amira shouldn't need a leaf. See, the thing is, the Edom have to know that it's leaf. They don't have to know. Now, they know because of an Umdina, because they have an Umdina that there's no other way. For instance, the Kaddish Bibiya, there's no other way. They have an upshot. That upshot is not an Amira. Not the Amira. If you want to be Mekadosh with Amira, it has to all live in the Amira. It all has to be part of it.
That's right.
If you want to be Mekadosh with Amira, it has to be part of it. Okay. Let's turn to Taisis. Taisis Bepruta Bishabapruta. Taisis is the kasha. Not the first kasha in Taisis, but the second kasha. The nala on the Shabbat kesef ki kesef. The hala kamon mi boi le kro agabe yevid ibi. Why does Taisis say this, the hala kamon business? Taima. The nala on the Shabbat kesef ki kesef. That's a good kasha. How do you know Shabbat kesef is ki kesef? The hala kamon mi boi le kro. What does Taisis mean with those words? Dola kamon by a kar gabe yevid ivri is to prove that's not a svara. Maybe I could say shava kikesef. I say Taisus holds as a habamina. Shava kesef kikesef is a svara. So Taisus is saying no longer shava kesef kikesef. Maybe you'll say it's a svara. No, the kamon by a kar gabe yevid ivri. We see by yevid ivri you need a pasik. So a karchuk it's not a svara. The marsha taiches Taisus this way. That. No longer the shekhs of kesef. I will say it's a svara. I'll come up by the crook. I'll be able to do it. Yashalu Rabbi Shokhs of kesef. So Taisus says, how do you know? How do you know that shava kesef is kesef? So Taisus answers, Yafina on the evidence. that we learn Kiddushin out of Eved Ivri. That once by Eved Ivri we know Shalakasav Kikasav. The same thing by Kiddushin, Shalakasav Kikasav. We learn that out of Eved Ivri. Later in Taisus, the way the Marsha learns Taisus, when Taisus has an Inami later, Taisus needs to say a second shot that you learn out of Nizik. In other words, Taisus is really saying two terutz. One teretz is you learn out of Eved Ivri. It's just like the Eved Ivri, Shalakasav is Kikasav, saving by Kiddushin. And the second teretz is you learn out of Nezikin. Just like by Nezikin, Shalakasav is Kikasav, the same thing by Kiddushin, Shalakasav is Kikasav. That's Taisus Shin. Later, Rashi and Chesamid Aleph, the first Rashi, Rashi agrees with Taisus. And Rashi says, "Gabi Kiddushin Kesef Ksiv, v'shava Kesef is Rabbi Kikesef Kedamino Lakamon Yashiv LaRabbi Shava Kesef." So Rashi, the top Rashi in Chesam and Aleph, seems to say the same as Taisus, that we learn Shava Kesef Kikesef out of Eved Ivri. That's the sheet of Rashi and Taisus. The Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva and the Ran, I believe the Niwi as well, five Rishayim, disagree. They say Shava Kesef Kikesef is a Svar. It's not a Svar, the Shava Kesef is Kikesef. Why do you need a Pasuk by Eved Ivri? They say to Ritzin, why do you need a Pasuk by Eved Ivri? I would think Eved Ivri is only the Kesef, whatever the Tzrichas is. But these Rishonim learn that Shava Kesef Kikesef is a Svar. And the Marsha, yes, on Taisus, why doesn't Taisus say the same thing? Why doesn't Taisus say it's a Svar? What's the Svar that Shava Kesef is Kikesef? What's the Svar? Why is the Svar that Shava Kesef is Kikesef? Since you could transfer,
you have to give you money, actual turn it into an actual money. Sorry.
Since you could sell it, it should be the same thing. Is that a svara? The Torah says you need kasef. Is there a svara that since I could change shava kasef into kasef, it should be the same thing? Very good. You hear what he's saying? Is that what you were saying? More or less. The question is, what's the svara that Shava Kesef is Kikesef? We have machlokes. Taisus says, Lamaisa Rashi, Taisus hold it's not a svara, wherever the hefach is. And these Rishayim hold that it is a svara. What's the svara that Shava Kesef is like Kesef? Let's say by chalipin, you could do chalipin with a handkerchief. Do chalipin with a handkerchief, right? I go over to someone, I give them a handkerchief, chalipin. Can I say a svara? What's the difference? I use a handkerchief, I use a dollar bill. I use a dollar bill instead of a handkerchief. It doesn't work. Chalipin you have to do with a kli. You have to use a handkerchief or a pen, a garter, some keli. You beg it. So we don't say by chalipin that what's the difference if I use a handkerchief or I use money? No, we say chalipin, we learn out of a pasuk, the shalach ishnalei, talking about a keli, so it's got to be a keli by chalipin. By kesef, Taisa says the same thing. If it says kesef, it's not the kesef, unless you have a limud. These rishayim hold that it's a svara that shalach kesef kikesef. So the divrei yecheskel, in the beginning of siman lamed ches, he says that this machlaikis is l'shitasa. That the machlaikis, Taisus, against all these Rishayim, is totally in the machlaikis that we discussed yesterday regarding the definition of kesef. What is taich kesef? What is money? If you learn like the Ritva, that what's kesef? It's the concept, it's abstract, it's the value. Kesef is the value. If kesef is the value, So Mali Hain, Mali Benayan. What's the difference if I use a coin? Or if I use something that I buy with a coin, something I could sell for a coin. The value is the same. A dollar bill has the value of a dollar. And something you buy for a dollar has the same value. The person that has a Danish that costs a dollar and has a dollar bill, they both have the same value. If you steal somebody's thing that's worth a dollar and you eat it, so you pay him back a dollar bill. It's the same value. In value, it's the same. So the Ritva learns that Shava Kesef Kekesef is Pshat. Kesef is Taich value. If Kesef is Taich value, so Shava Kesef Kekesef is a Svara. It's a Svara. That what's the difference if I use the dollar, or if I use something that's worth a dollar in the store? Mashenekein Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Taisus learn like the Rambam and the Riz. That Taich Kesef is what Kesef is. A coin. Kesef means a matchis, a coin. If Taich Kesef is a coin, so I need a riboy. That something that's not a silver coin is good. Taich Kesef is silver. Anything that's not silver, I need a riboy. A shava kesef to kesef. I need a gilui kra. I need a pasul. So, problem. Rashi from yesterday, what we said yesterday, Nachinami, we'll have to fix up, we'll have to see how Rashi did. We'll stick with Taisus in the meantime. Stick with Taisus. So at least Taisus is good. Taisus holds like the Rambam and the Rif from yesterday, and Taisus holds that Kesef is Taich, the Matzis of Kesef. Since Taich is the Matzis of Kesef, therefore, in other words, which sheet is which? Taisus is like the Rambam and the Rif, which is Kesef Kinyan, which is the Taz, right? Kesef is Kesef Kinyan. And the Ritva, Sma, hold that as Kesef Pirayim, the abstract, and the name of Shavah Kesef is Kesef. This is the way that the Rebbe Cheskel learns the Machlaikis, and I think in the Yeshivas, this is the way. It's the way we always learn this machlaikis. Shavah kesef kesef is a svara, is tali. That's money. If money is an abstract concept, then shavah kesef is pashut kekesef. And if money is the metal, then no, then you need a gilui kra. It's very glass. No? It's very mistah. I could ask you to turn to the Ran. Just a small problem with understanding this. This mahalach is very, as far as it's a very, very black mahalach. I'd just like to show you the lashon of the Ran. The Rashba has a similar lashon, except that it's easier to look into the Ran. On the first page of the Ran, the second wide line, the Yesh Lema. This is the Ran where he argues the Taisus. Now, we're going to look at the lashon, and it's going to have to fit with the lumdis we just said. What did we just say? The Ran will hold shavah kesef kekesef. Why? Because malihem mali demayem. What's the difference? Value is value. What's his lashon? Yeshleimer is answering Taisus' kash. Taisus asked, "How do you know shavah kekesef? Shavah kesef kekesef." Yeshleimer in the he digabe eved the nezikin it's trichin and kara urbu yishavah kesef. Taka by Eved Ivri and by Nezikin, I need a pasuk. Hachaloi tzarech. What's the difference? Why by Eved Ivri I need and not here? Hachaloi tzarech. The hasam kol chad v'chad lemilsei itzri. Because over there by Eved and Nezikin, I need it for its reason. Gabi Eved, why do I need a pasuk? Sata v'gavai tachamim. Kini shemegara pidyon v'yotza b'akorche shol rabba. Since he goes out against the will of his other, the leimalei rabbi zil tarach his oven. Vaisili, I think his oven could tell him, go sell this object and bring me cash. Vachi yitzrakra l'rabuya. That's why I need a pasuk. Abba, lagabe kedusha. Kivon shehi misratzis bedavar. V'nichal la b'shava kasef. Loi tzarach klar l'rabuya. The misvara is long. Chol kaigav is long. Kesef kikesef. But this long, gabi kedushin, kibishim etzrasis b'davar, v'nichal la b'shava kesef. What is he saying? Because nichala b'shava kasa. Because she's tefreed. Of course, if she's not tefreed, she doesn't have to get married. Obviously, if she's taking it, she's tefreed with it. But that's the reason. The reason is because nichala. The reason is because nichala b'shava kasa. Or the reason is because what's the difference between kasef and shava kasef? What does he hear these words? Kiva she misratis bedaver v'nichala b'shava kasef. Therefore, leitzar kol rabuya. I understand she's nicha, but that's the reason. Is that the reason? Because she says I'm nicha. Why stress this nakuda? She's nicha. But obviously, if she says I'm nicha, you should marry me by Kenyan chalipit. She says, I'm nicha, let's do kinyan chalipa. It doesn't work.
The whole
thing. So she'll dream up some other kinyan that she has on offer. See, the thing is that we have to know it's included in kinyan kasef. How do we know it's included in kinyan kasef? So divya cheslus is very good, because kasef means value, and everything has value, so whatever has value is good. It's fine. But the Rav should be telling us a reason that the Rav should be giving me a reason that Shava Kesef is included in the Kinyan of Kesef. Is this a reason why? I agree she has to be Micha. She's not Micha, she's not married. But that's not what makes it a Kinyan. What makes it a Kinyan is not her happiness with it. Because she'll be happy with it if it won't work, or any other Kinyan it won't work. It's got to be that Shava Kesef is included in the Kinyan of Kesef. Does her happiness make it worth money? That's true. But is that what makes it have value? Is that what makes it kesef? Yeah, but if I'm going to ask you a question, how do you know Shava Kesef is included in Kinyan Kesef? Is it correct to answer because she's happy with it? Is that the answer? If she wouldn't be Nicha, it wouldn't have the value? Let's say she wouldn't be Nicha. Does Shava Kesef have value if someone gives you something that you don't need? You don't care. Does it have value? Maybe not, I don't know. But the way that Divrei Chesed is learning, even by Eved Ivri, in Lomdis, Shava Kesef is Kikesef. I have no problem with that. Just that by Eved Ivri, I would think that since he goes out against the will of his Adai, so the Adai could demand from him a better type of payment. But that's not what's telling us Shava Kesef is Kikesef. But is that the reason by Eved Ivri that Shava Kesef is no good? Is it because it's not Kesef? But this is not the answer. Let's say you'll tell me by Eved Ivri you see Shava Kesef is no good, so Shava Kesef is not Kesef. So how will I answer you? That by Kedushin she's Nicha, that doesn't show that Shava Kesef is Kesef. By Kedushin she's Nicha. Does that prove that Shava Kesef is Kesef? No. If you want to know Shava Kesef, that Kesef means Matzis, and Shava Kesef is not Kesef, you can't prove to me differently because she's Nicha by Kedushin. It's a technical question. Is Shava Kesef Kesef? It's a technical question. Is that included? So if you learn Kesef is the concept of money, so Shava Kesef is Kesef. If you learn it's not the concept, it's the metal, then it's not kesef. Heart being happy doesn't make it kesef, or doesn't not make it kesef. The Peshua asked this kashi, he doesn't understand the Ran, he asked another Rajba. Rajba's Lashon is more of a Beresh. He needs a little hesber. I don't know, I was just thinking, I don't know that this is true. If someone gives you something that you don't need, is that call that has a value? I remember when I got married, someone gave me a vase that cost a few $100s. It looked like a bowling ball. And it was deliberately shaped like a bowling ball with some holes for the flowers, or just happened to look that way. I remember we thought, you know, we were going to throw it in the garbage. It said it was very expensive. So we held on to it for a few years and then we threw it in the garbage. But, so is that worth anything to me? I could sell it. Conceivably, I could sell it. So you say it has a value. Stomach has a value. Although, so it means even I'm not nichel, it has a value. So then there's a problem. So well, what are the Rashi and the Ram saying? Because I'm nichel, what if nichel have anything to do with it? If there would be some mahalach that if I don't want it, it has no value to me, maybe we could understand all better. But no, I mean, sometimes you have no need for it, and there's sometimes that you have no, it has, you don't care about it. It's not worth anything to you. You wouldn't bother taking it if you saw it in the garbage. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a possibility. It seems to be. But it's only because of the double roof things. What? That's right. See, I agree with you that she has to be nicha. I agree, there's no problem that she has to be nicha. But that's not what makes shava kesef into kesef. That's not the nekuda that tells me shava kesef is kesef. Shava kesef is kesef because we have a svara why it is. But it's not because she's happy that makes shava kesef into kesef. That language needs to be worked out. Just if you don't mind, just on the bottom, the second side is a paragraph b'shtar on the Ran. That's Mitzvah Hashem. Please learn that for Shir for Sunday. That's where he goes in the Yerushalmi. And there's an interesting tshuva in Rebbe Kiveger. It's tshuva Rebbe Kiveger Chelik Beis. I think it's tshuva Nun Beis. It doesn't seem to be about this Ran. It's an interesting story about Maisa Kedushin. From that, Rabbi Kiveger, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to come back to this for Sunday.